Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Adagio with your host, Drew Darling. So how's everyone doing? As the Romans would often say in the salutation of their letters, si velete, veleo. If you're well, I'm well. We opened this week with a piece I trust grabbed your attention by the Dutch composer Joop Beving, written for an octet of cellos, played for us by the Cello Octet Conjunto Iberico, also known as Cello Octet Amsterdam. We then heard them play a piece by Icelandic composer Johan Johansson entitled On the Nature of Daylight. An octet of cellos is not something you hear every day, but I begin with it this week because it is the exact focus of Adagio. I often say the program is intended to bring down the tempo of our lives for an hour, but it's more than that. Adagio is intended to sharpen the focus, to deepen the exchange between us and the world in and around us. This morning, a gray, drizzly morning with a bit of sleet in the air, I took a headlong plunge into the sea. Here in the middle coast of Maine, the sea is not seriously cold yet, 8 or 9 Celsius, but it's cold enough to ratchet up the cellular voltage so that when you come out, the world looks different. The colors are more vibrant, the light more intense. It's like the salt water has cleansed your eyes and dusted off and intensified all your senses. Music will do it too, the right music, if you give into it, if you completely submerge yourself in it, which is what Adagio is all about. Music that will soothe and at the same time sharpen your senses. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we children of all ages, let me remind you, you are listening to Adagio with your host, Drew Darling, on your favorite locally owned community radio. We come to you each week at this time with the website radioadagio.com, where if you will enter Radio Adagio as one word, you will find the complete playlist for the week. And if you like what you're hearing, please let your station know. They are always trying to figure out what fits best into their schedules, what their audience will like most, and any feedback from you is always helpful, good or bad. Thank you. That was a set of three pieces by a group calling themselves Duo Ramirez Satori. From their album Obras de Daniel Benelli. And in case you're just joining us, you are listening to Adagio, either directly from our website, radioadagio.com, or from your favorite community radio station, or perhaps on the worldwide global cultural radio platform. Either way, whichever is simplest for you, we're glad to have you. Glad you have turned off the incessant nonsense of the corporate media, and television especially, and tuned into an hour of independent, owner-operated, grassroots radio program with no hidden agenda.
Television is not the truth. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Thank you. sense of wonder by the throbbing light machine. In the tea leaf trance or under orders from the king and queen. Songs to aging children come.
Songs to aging children come.
Aging children, I am one. People hurry by so quickly. Don't they hear the melodies in the chime?
You to the summer.
those lonely days go on and on. And guess who sighs her lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind.
That was Madeleine Peyrou singing of Purple Clover and Queen Anne's Lace, covering Bob Dylan's You're Going to Make Me Lonesome When You Go. And she also gave us her version of the Johnny Mercer tune, Summer Wind. we heard what I think is the earliest piece ever published by Joni Mitchell from her first CD entitled Clouds. We heard Songs to Aging Children Come. And that followed up Pat Metheny doing Ferry Across the Mersey. Remember that one from Jerry and the Pacemakers? The name of the band has taken on a new meaning in the succeeding decades, hasn't it? Can you imagine now an oldies band named Jerry and the Pacemakers? How about we close out the hour with an eternal favorite, Patsy Cline? Take care, everyone. Don't give in to the fear. And come back to us next week for another installment of Adagio.
Dreams of love.